Hello. Okay, the subject is the second verse of Ishavasya Upanishad. First, we will start with Shankara Bhashya, and then we'll go to Ramanuja, the Vedanteshika Bhashya, and then Madhva Bhashya. Okay, I'm going to do a global mute now. Hopefully, it'll work. Hello? Hello? I guess you are in global mute now. Let me. Hello? 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 I think now we are on presentation mode. If you cannot hear me or something, call me on my cell phone. My cell phone is 858-349-0938. Otherwise, I'll go ahead and start the class today, okay? The second mantra, Asmat Guru Bhyo Namaha, Asmat Parama Guru Bhyo Namaha, Asmat Sarva Guru Bhyo Namaha, Sarvam Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. Hello? Yeah, I'm in a conference call. I'll call you back. Yeah, here. Kurvanneveha karmani jijivishet shatagam samaha evam tvayinanyathe stosti na karma lipyate nare. This is the original verse in Ishavasya. Since the bhashyas differ quite a lot, it's better to sort of go as the acharyas speak about it. It's much better to do it that way rather than giving an overview and going further with it. Let me give some background on the Shankara Bhashya for the second verse. As you know, the first verse and the second verse are related. In the first verse, the summary is by the view of Isha or Ishvara, which is just Atman, one should completely cover up this jagat or this universe, particularly what is made due to kartritva, that means the feeling that I am the doer and I am an individual and all these things. I am stuloham, krishoham, that means I am fat or I am thin or whatever it is. All this ignorance what we have, this maya, have to be covered up by the view of Ishvara, that is only one Atman. Atmaiva idam sarvam, that's what it says. So the whole universe is just Atman. The Atman appears as the universe, in other words, according to Shankaracharya. And with this attitude, one should protect themselves. That is the bunjitaha there. Here again, vasyam is achadaniyam, that means the world should be covered up. This is the way Shankaracharya took the first verse. Now, let's see his introduction to the second verse. Evam atmavidaha putradi ishanatraya sanyasena atmajnana nishtataya atma rakshitavyaha ityesha vedartaha. He summarizes the first verse in this sentence like this. Atmavit means the person who knows Atman. He should have given up putra adi ishanatrayana, that is the desire for having kids, the desire for having fame, and desire for vitta, that is wealth. He should have given up everything. Traya sanyasena atmajnana nishtataya, that means having the atmajnana firmly established. Atma rakshitavyaha, he should protect himself. Ityeshaha vedartaha, this is the essence of the Vedas. Atha itarasya anatmajnataya Atma grahana ashaktasya idam upadishati mantraha. Shankaracharya takes a different view here, saying the first verse referred to the Atmavit or the knower of Atman or the Vidwan, what he calls Vidwan means, in general view we call it as Pandita. That's not exactly the way in which Shankaracharya says Vidwan. Basically, Shankaracharya says the person who has won over the desires for wealth, fame, and children, and he is completely established in Atman, Atma Ramaha. That means who revels in the bliss of Atman all the time. Such a person is Vidwan, which is the subject of the first verse. That means the first verse refers to that Vidwan, but the next verse, according to Shankaracharya, it refers to Anatmajna, that means who is not the knower of Atman, and the rest of us, according to him, the rest of the people, not, I cannot say anybody here, but people, lay folks. Atha itarasya anatmajyataya atmagrahana ashaktasya idam upadishati mantraha. That means the rest of the people for whom the knowledge of Atman is not there, or who are incapable of understanding Atman, this second mantra is explained or given as a prescription. Kurvanne veha karmani jijivishet chatagam samaha. For this verse, Shankaracharya says, his bhashya here is Kurvanneva nirvartayanneva iha karmani agnihotradini jijivishet jivitumichet shatasamkyakaha samaha samvatsaran tavadhi purushasya paramayuhu nirupitam. Let me explain to you this sentence here. A person who likes to live 100 years here, which is known to be generally a full term of life for a human being, 100 years, such a person should do the karma such as Agnihotra, etc. Here the original says Kurvanneveha karmani. The word karma here, pretty much every acharya agrees with the idea that this karma denoted here is not just action. In Sanskrit we can just simply explain karma as action. It is not action like going to the mountains or cycling or swimming. Anything can be an action, but that's not referred to here. What is referred is Agnihotradini karmani, Veda vihita karmas. Veda vihita karmas are the actions prescribed by the Vedas, like puja, Agnihotra, and all these things. Tathacha praptanuvadena yad jijivishet shatam varshani tat kurvanneva karmani ityetad vidhiyate. If you look at it, the reason why Acharya says this is this. One need not prescribe in the Vedas as go eat or go feed yourself food, because that is natural. Any human being is going to somehow quench his thirst or hunger or whatever. What is said here is something which is not knowable for human beings, because this is supra ordinary. That's why this is the meaning to be taken. Tathacha praptanuvadena yad jijivishet chatakam varshani tat kurvanneva karmani ityetad vidhiyate. That means if one has determined, or one who desires to live 100 years, the only way he has to live is by doing the Veda vihita karmas. Evam prakarena tvayi jijivishati nare naramatra abhimanini itaha etasmad agnihotradini karmani kurvato vartamanat prakarat anyatha prakarantaram nasti. Evam prakarena, that means if a person likes to live long, such a person who thinks that he is a man, that means he is a man or he is a person basically, and nara matra abhimanini, he has a feeling that, oh, I am a person, I am a man, I am so and so, I am somebody's son or somebody's father, or I have so many duties and things like that. That means that means he is not a atmajnani who doesn't have any relations, who knows that he is not any restricted being, but he is only Atman. But this person is not like that. He thinks that he is a restricted being. Such a restricted being should do Agnihotra, etc. There is no other way of life for him. Or else what is going to happen? The actions will bind him, so he will be bound by sins due to the actions. Yena prakarena ashubham karma nalipyate karmana nalipyase tyartaha. So by doing the yajna yagadis prescribed in the shastras, he will live a life in such a way that the karmas do not taint him at all. That means sins will not be incurred, he will not be bound more and more. Ataha shastra vihitani karmani agnihotradini kurvanneva jijivishet. Hence, one should perform the agnihotra and other sacrifices as prescribed in the shastras, and he should continue living. This is the main idea of the shlokas according to Shankaracharya. Let's go further. Katam pudaha punaha idam avagamyate purvena mantrena sanyasino jnani nishta ukta dvitiyena tad ashaktasya karma nishta iti uchyate. This is a standard idea of Shankaracharya, that certain injunctions are meant for the jnani and certain injunctions are meant for the karma yogadhikari, who is incapable of knowledge. So always the adhikaris are separated into two groups. Shankaracharya asks himself, how come the first mantra was addressed to a jnani and the second mantra was addressed to a karma yogi? Isn't it strange? And he asked this question. Because if you look at it, the first mantra and the second mantra, in the original Ishavasya mantra, there is no indication that now I am going to tell this to a jnani. Now I am going to talk about a ajnani. So there is no such indication in the original mantra. But still, that is the only way to understand according to Shankaracharya. So he says, jnana karmanor virodham parvatam vat akampyam yathoktam nas marasikim. He says, the difference between jnana and karma, action and knowledge. Here it is, we can just say karma itself. I don't want to use English here because that just confuses people. The difference between jnana and karma is like a mountain, and it is unshakable. That is the amount of difference. Haven't you understood what we have said already? That's what Shankaracharya asks. Ihapi yuktam yohi jijivishete sa karmani kurvanneva. Even here it is clearly said, one who wants to live long, he has to do karmas all the time. And also it is said, ishavasyam idam sarvam tena tyaktena bunjitaha magrataha kasya siddhanam. The first sentence, the first verse, is very clearly indicated with a different meaning altogether, not about action. The first verse didn't indicate action, but in fact it indicated sannyasa or tyaga. Na jivite marane va gridim kurvita aranyam yaditicha padam. There is another saying, one should not worry about life or death. Do not go after wealth. Get to a forest and think about protecting yourself and merging with Atman. Tato na punareya, don't return back from the forest. Iti sannyasa shasanat. For the Atmajnani, sannyasa is essential, and it is prescribed and it is decreed that he has to give up everything and be a monastic. Ubhayoho phalabedam cha vakshati. The shastras are very clear in separately explaining the fruits of these two paths. They are very different. Imau dvaveva panthanau anunishkantatarau bhavataha kriya pathaschaiva purastat sanyasaschottarena nivritti margena ishanatrayasya tyagaha. This is a verse. I'm not exactly sure where the verse is taken. It is taken as Andhrapata of Taittiriya Narayana Upanishad, I think. Let me confirm what verse it is a little bit later. What it says, the meaning of this is there are only two paths. The first path is the path of action, kriyapatha. Then sannyasa, that is relinquishing everything and going away. Renunciation, sannyasa. And the renunciation is by actually giving up the desire for children, fame, and wealth. Tayoho sannyasa patha eva atirechayati. Among these two paths, the better path is the sannyasa patha, or the higher path is the sannyasa marga. Nyasa eva ityarechayati itaitirya narayana anuvaka. This is a famous verse called this is acceptable pretty much to every school of thought. This Taittiriya Narayana Anuvaka says Nyasa is the higher path. Nyasa here means sannyasa. Iti Taittiriya ke dvavimau atha panthanau yatra vedaha pratishthitaha. There are two paths, and the Vedas are very clear about these two paths. One is pravritti lakshana. Pravritti lakshana is progress and involvement in the samsara, pravritti lakshana, which involves the first three, that is dharma, artha, kama, that is dharma is righteousness, artha is wealth, and kama is desire. To go and get wealth, desire, and some public service and other kind of community service, dharma. The moksha dharma is a classic. And that classic clearly says that there are only two paths. Ityadi putraya vicharya nishchita muktam vyasena vedacharyena bhagavata. Bhagavan Vyasa, who is a vedacharya, who is a great sage, who compiled the Vedas, told his son Shukamuni, after clearly thinking about this, that there is only two paths. Vibhagam cha anayoho darshayishyamaha. The further details of such a division of these paths will be explained later. This is the explanation of the second verse of the Ishavasya Upanishad by Shankaracharya. Evam tvayi nanyathe tosti nakarma lipyate nare. Let us take that portion of this mantra here again. Evam tvayi nanyathe tosti was explained earlier, saying there is no other way of living for a person who has the desire to live 100 years other than by doing yajna yagadis. That's the only meaning of that second portion of the verse. Hope this is clear. Let me unmute for a moment to just ask everything is okay, or if you have any questions regarding Shankaracharya's view on the second verse. Hello?
Yeah.
Any questions regarding this?
No, it's
quite clear. Anybody else? No questions? Then we can move into the Vedanta Acharya's Bhashya, that is Vedanta
yeah.
Hello?
Okay,
go ahead, Shama. Yeah.
We have to leave everything. And then how can you enjoy everything? When you leave everything, how can you do, be a book or a book?
See, please understand, according to Shankaracharya, bhunjitaha does not mean enjoyment. Tena tyagena palayetaha. There, tyaktena is a Vedic way of saying it. That tyaktena, Sanskrit is a little weird there. Ordinary laws don't accept, work there. Tyaktena means tyagena only. Yes.
And then by definition, he's supposed to have given up all the worldly things.
Correct. That is why Shankaracharya takes Bunjitaha as Palayetaha, protect yourself by not going after wealth, somebody else's wealth. So there, the question of bhoga does not arise for Shankaracharya. He says that that's not the way to even understand that verse. Because of the context, Bhunjitaha, even though naturally, even in classical Sanskrit, like Bhagavad Gita, we say, bhoga ishwarya prasaktanam taya paharta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadho navidhiyate, second chapter. Even there, Shankaracharya takes bhoga as enjoyment. But here, bhunjitaha, he does not take it as enjoyment because it does not work in the context. No, that is for Ramanuja Bhasha. That is not according to... No, Bhunjitaha, let me see what Shankaracharya's explanation of Bhunjitaha, one second please here. Dhanavishya, kasyas vidhanam, here Bhunjitaha, clearly Shankaracharya says Bhunjitaha means palayetaha, protect yourself. There is no other way of understanding Bhunjitaha here according to Shankaracharya. So, Shyam Sundar's question is okay. What he says is, Tena, Tyagena, Bhunjitaha means, once you have given up anything, what do you enjoy? Here, because the word enjoy does not mean, Bhunjitaha does not mean enjoy, according to Shankaracharya is answered. Protect yourself by giving up, that's all. Is that clear?
Yes, it is clear.
Clear, okay. Anything else till now? Oh, Sridhar, Sholonga.
In the first, I missed the first class, two classes I missed.
Yes.
There is a meaning I'm making out of it from what you said and what I heard earlier. All the things in the world, whether it's moving or unmoving or movable or removable, is made of the heart. God is saying, Bhagavan is there in everything. Or, Bhagavan occupies everything.
No. Sridhar. Sridhar, we are only concerned with Shankara Bhashya right now about the first and the second verses. In the first verse, Shankaracharya says, Isha Vasyam Itikam, to tell you simply, very quickly, what the meaning there is. Isha Vasyam means, by Atman, one should superimpose this existing world. Vasyam does not mean that the Lord lives in this world or in this universe. According to Shankaracharya, by one Atman, we have to cover up this world experience, which is erroneous, which is Maya. So by the Atma Jnana, we should completely destroy the world experience of seer, seen, knower, known, and doer, done type of a relationship what we are assuming here, which is erroneous. So for him, the question of vasa or existing or immanence in this universe does not exist, does not work. What we can do, Sridhar, I will talk to you about the first verse slightly sometime later, then you will understand the whole concept better.
Sure.
Okay. Any other question? Okay then, can we go to the Vedantacharya Bhashya for this? If so, I'll again do a master mute here, okay?
Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves. Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
Okay, now I'll get the Vedantacharya Bhashya here. Kurvan neveha karmani jijivishet satagam samaha. For that, Vedantacharya says, evam vidushaha phala sanga kartrutvadi tyaga yuktam nityanaimittika rupam karma yavajivam anushteyam ityaha. For Ramanujacharya basically, the first verse and the second verse refers to the same Atmajnani. Evam Vidushaha means the person who knows like this, who knows that Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam, who knows that God exists everywhere. What he has to do? He has to Phalasanga Kartrutvadi Tyaga Yuktam, that means giving up fruits of action, giving up association with the actions, giving up the idea that you are the doer of these actions. He should do all these works prescribed in the Shastras, which are again, the word Tyaga here for Ramanujacharya and Vedantishka is different. Tyaga means giving up the fruits of action, not the actions themselves. Action is being done, but just the fruits and the authorship of the action and association with the action as Mamata Tyaga, or the, you know, ego has to be given up. Nitya means, Nitya Karmas means what? Sandhya Vandana and those kind of karmas. Nitya also involves Devata Puja. That means in the Tamil people they call it as Aradhana. Kannada people call it as Deva Puja. These are every day people has to do that. In fact, there are some Shastra Vachanas who say that who does not do Deva Puja every day, there are some awkward statement that he will be born among the pigs and things like that. That's in the Dharma Shastras. Just to basically stress the idea that one has to definitely do Devata Puja every day. Nitya is also Sandhya Vandanadi Karma. There are other things also. If you take it very seriously, there are other things like Brahma Yajna and Agnihotra and other things. There are also Nitya Karmas. But since it's not doable, the modern acharyas, what they have done is to make it easy for people, they have done very small versions of this. The Deva Puja, Sandhya Vandana Krama and Agnihotra Krama, there are very, very shortened versions are available, just to make sure that people do it without any problem. Naimittika means that which is done for a particular reason. Naimittika means darpana, tarpana, or shraddha karma. Shraddha karma is a yearly death ceremonies. All these things are verily necessary. And even sometimes, you know, if there is a Naimittika means that which is done for a particular reason. The reason could be if there is a what do you call that? Grahana. Chandra Grahana or Surya Grahana, eclipses and other things like that. There are some kind of karmas prescribed and they have to do it. Kurvan Neveha Nimittika Rupam Karma Yavad Jiva Manushteya Mityaha, till the body goes away, one has to do this. Yuva Karmani Jiji Vishet Shatakam Samaha, one should live long like this. See, the thing is, there are here the vidhi is for example, let's take a way of saying this. Snatva bunjita means eat after you take a shower. The vidhi there is not to prescribe eating. The shastras don't prescribe eating. They know that you're going to eat sometime, but the shastra says please eat after you take a shower. So the vidhi is for the taking shower before the food. Similarly here the vidhi is, live 100 years is not the vidhi. As long as you live, do karma and live. That is the way it has to be understood here. Brahma vidopi yavad vidya purti jivanam ishtam bhavati iti jnapanaya sanprayogaham. Even for a brahmavid, that means the second verse is also refers to a brahmavid or jnani. And even for a jnani, it is very natural for that person to live long, or to like to live long. Shatamiticha prayika vishayam. 100 years means just about 100 years, just to say that it is full term. Shatam samajivanne adhikaranu gunani karmani kurvita eva na kadachidapi vidyangam karma parityajet ityartaha. See, here one has to understand the way this Ramanuja system works. What it is, according to the adhikara, according to the capacity of a person, one has to do the karmas. The nitya, naimittika and all these karmas are given only for the త్రైవర్ణికాస్. త్రైవర్ణికాస్ ఆర్ బ్రాహ్మణ, క్షత్రియ అండ్ వైశ్యాస్. ది అదర్ క్యాస్ట్ అండ్ అదర్ పీపుల్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ది సంధ్యావందన కర్మ ఆర్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మ. ఆల్ ఫర్ దెమ్ ద యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్. పరిచర్యాత్మకం స్వర్మ శుద్రస్యాపి స్వభావజం అండ్ ఆల్ దిస్ యున వర్సెస్ సే దే కెన్ డూ ఎనీ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఫర్ అదర్ పీపుల్. శతం సమాజీవన్ అధికారానుగుణాన్ని కర్మాణి కుర్వీత ఏవ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది పర్సన్స్ వర్ణ ఆశ్రమ ధర్మ అండ్ కెపాసిటీ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు డూ దీస్ కర్మస్. కదాచిదపి విద్యాంగం కర్మ పరిత్యజేత్ వన్ షుడ్ నెవర్ గివ్ అప్ ది కర్మ విచ్ ఇస్ టేకన్ యాజ్ అన్ అసోసియేట్ ఫర్ విద్యా. విద్యా మీన్స్ ఉపాసన ఇన్ ద రామానుజ సిద్ధాంతం. వాట్ ఈస్ ఉపాసన? ఉపాసన ఇస్ మెడిటేషన్, పెనన్స్, తపస్, మెడిటేషన్ ఆన్ గాడ్. సో ద పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆన్ గాడ్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ టు కంటిన్యూ వర్కింగ్ అండ్ టు డూ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మస్. అస్య వాక్యస్య ఫలసాధనభూత స్వతంత్ర కర్మ విషయత్వే విశేష హేత్వాభావ సూత్రిత. యాజ్ యు నో ఇన్ శంకర భాష్య ఇట్ వాస్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ సెడ్ దట్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ అ విద్వాన్, దట్ మీన్స్ నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మన్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ కర్మస్. నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మన్ హ్యాస్ టు గివ్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆల్ ఇస్ వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ కర్మాస్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ గో అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ డూ సన్యాస. ఫర్ ఇన్ బట్ హియర్ ఈవన్ ఎ నోవర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్, నోవర్ ఆఫ్ పరబ్రహ్మన్ షుడ్ యాక్ట్ యాజ్ పర్ ద వేదిక్ ఇంజంక్షన్. అస్య వాక్యస్య ఫలసాధనభూత స్వతంత్ర కర్మ విషయత్వే విశేష హేత్వాభావ సూత్రిత నా విశేషాదితి. ఇట్ సీమ్స్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ అదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్స్ ఇండికేటెడ్ ఫార్ ఎ జ్ఞాని ఇన్ ద సూత్రాస్. నా అవిశేషాత్ ఇస్ ఎ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర యాక్చువల్లీ. ఇన్ దట్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ సపరేట్ టాపిక్. దట్ టాపిక్ ఇస్ నాట్ రియలీ రెఫర్డ్ హియర్. దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ డిజైర్ ఓరియంటెడ్ వర్క్స్ డన్ బై ఎ జ్ఞాని విచ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ హియర్. అర్థాంతరం చ ప్రకరణ అవిరుద్ధం అనంతర సూత్రోక్తం అనంతర సూత్రోక్తం లెట్ మీ స్తుతే అనుమతిర్వేతి. సో వాట్ హియర్ వాట్ ఐడియా హియర్ ఇస్ దెర్ ఆర్ బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్ విచ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ సమ్ ఇష్యూస్ హియర్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ కోటెడ్ బై వేదాంతాచార్య బికాస్ రామానుజాచార్య డైరెక్ట్లీ డిడ్ నాట్ రైట్ ఎనీ ఉపనిషద్ కామెంటరీ. బట్ ఇన్ హిస్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర కామెంటరీ హీ కామెంటెడ్ ఆన్ ద ఉపనిషద్ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్లీ వైల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ద బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్. దేర్ ది ఈశావాస్య మంత్ర ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బై రామానుజాచార్య అండ్ హీస్ వేదాంతేశిక బేసికలీ ఈస్ బారోయింగ్ దోస్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ హియర్. వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ హియర్ ఇస్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ ఎ ఉపాసక ఆర్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ డస్ పెనాన్స్ హీ some people may say if he starts doing nitya naimittika karma then he will get bound because actions will bind him. Such questions may arise, but the vyasa in the brahma sutras clearly says that because of the power of the meditation, even the actions which he does and even if there is any mistakes in the actions here and there, it doesn't matter, that will not bind him because of the power of the meditation. That's what is explained in the Brahma Sutras. Isha avasyamidam sarvam iti vidya prakaranat vidyastutaye sarvada karmanushtana anumatiriyam. See, this prescription or allowance of a upasaka or a meditator to work is basically what it says is vidyastutaye, to explain the greatness and glory of the upasana of Parabrahman. Such an action of worship and upasana basically gives him the power to completely involve himself in daily nitya naimittika karmas all life. Still he will not lose the power to meditate, nor does he get bound by sins due to actions. విద్యా మహాత్మ్యాత్ సర్వదా కర్మ కుర్వన్నపి న లిప్యతే కర్మభిహి ఇతి హి విద్యాస్తుతా భవతి. హౌ డస్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద ఉపాసన గెట్స్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ హియర్? బికాస్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ ద వర్క్ that person karma kurvanapi na lipyate, he will not be smeared by the sins, he will not be affected by the sins. Vakyasheshascha etadeva darshayati, the rest of the verse is also supporting the same idea. Evam tvayi na anyathetosti na karma lipyate nare iti. That means tvayi brahma vidyadhikarini, that is a person who has the capacity or the qualification to do brahma vidya, that means to do meditation on God, such a person should perform all this work. There is no other way for you, there is no other go. That means doing anything else will basically push you into sin. Nanu brahma vidopi karmanushtanam swabhavat bandhakam syaditya na karma lipyate nare. No, some people may say even for a brahma jnani doing actions will bind him. The answer for that is no. Na karma lipyate nare is said in the verse itself. That means the karma will not do lepa. Lepa means is becoming a, it will smear or it will cause problems. But the karma does not here according to the verse. Prastuta brahma vidhi nare agnihotraditu tatkaryayaiva darshanat. In the fourth chapter, I think, fourth chapter of the Brahma Sutras, it is said that agnihotras and other things have to be done by the upasaka or the meditator. Iti vinyoga prathaktva nyayena karma na swargadi phala. Hold on. Lepa hetur bhavati. See, there are sometimes in the agnihotras, there are some agnihotras saying that swarga kamo ya jeta, it says a person who wants to get swarga should do this particular yaga and all those things. Sometimes even a upasaka may be doing such yajnas, but if he gives up the fruits of that yajnas by doing it, says, I am not interested in the swarga kama, but because it is a vihita karma and I have to participate in a yajna because other people are interested or something like that, I may just do this yajna, but I don't want any fruits of it. You can renounce the fruits and still do it. Then that action will not bind you and force you to go to heaven and experience Indra, the lokas and other things like that. So even that will not bind the upasaka's progress towards reaching God. Vidya anupayukta kamyanam nishiddhanam cha viraktena vivekinana buddhipurva upadana sambhavah. See, if there are some actions which are not directly related or helpful to the worship or penance of Lord, and if there are some actions which are denied or which are prescribed not to be done by the Shastras, cha viraktena vivekinana buddhipurva upadana sambhavah, an intelligent person who is already a renounced person and who is an intelligent person will never get into that kind of actions anyway. He will not go after money or to kill somebody or to steal somebody's money or whatever it is. Those kind of issues are ruled out by very fact that that person is knowledgeable about God. Sambhavatamapi keshanchit na virato duscharitat ityadi balat swanu guna nishkriti hisyat. Suppose if he gets into some kind of bad, by mistake he does some bad things which are prohibited by the Shastras, that's fine. There are a lot of prayaschitta karmas, and he will do the prayaschitta karma like japas or tapas or something, and he will basically burn up those sins. Tad adhigamadhikarane tu pramadhikanam eva ashleshaha paravidyavatamapi sthapitaha jnanagni dagdha adhikaro vidhi nishedha anadhikariti pakshastuna vedavit sammataha. Here, in the tadadhigamadhikarana, in the fourth chapter of Brahma Sutras, it is said that if there is any problems, purva para agha, that means what was done prior to, that is sins which were done in the past or such sins which may occur in the future and all those things, they will be destroyed by the power of upasana or meditation on God. This is said there. But if you think, there is another view which is said that because jnanagdi dagdhadikaro, that means a person because of the jnana because of the power of jnana, he has burnt the karmas or sins. So such a person need not be subject to the vidhi nisheda or subject to injunctions of shastras at all. People say that. There is another view which says, it's probably referring to Shankaracharya's view here, where he says that for a jnani, he doesn't have to do any karmas because he is not bound by karmas. Such a view, according to Ramanuja system, Pakshastu na Vedavits Sammataha, a knower of Vedas cannot agree with such a view. That is Ramanuja's view, saying that even a jnani who is Atma Jnani, according to Shankaracharya, Paramatma Jnani, which is the same, Atma and Paramatma are same for both systems. Even for a jnani, according to Ramanujacharya, he has to do Nityanaimittika karmas and Yajna Yagadi karmas as prescribed by the Shastras, and he is not beyond the rules and regulations laid by the Shastras. This is the view. Other than that, I hope I have covered everything. That's what it is. And now it is the next verse. And I'm going to unmute just to see if people understand, if you have any questions regarding Ramanuja Bhashyam or Vedanteshika's Bhashyam.
Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
Any questions? Any questions? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, any questions?
I don't have any.
Any questions? Anybody else?
No, maybe I'm going to go to the Madhva
Bhashya. Oh, definitely. We will go to the Madhva Bhashya. Just I wanted to take a break to make sure everybody understands Ramanujacharya's view here or Vedanteshika's view, that's all. No, Vedanta Acharya means Vedanta Deshika. Yeah. So, Ramanujacharya has not done a direct bhashya on this, but he takes these verses in the Brahma Sutras and explains here and there. He makes references to Upanishads and explains those Upanishadic verses. So based on that, Vedanta Deshika has created... What? You want to go through those? No. They have not systematically given the commentary on all the verses of Ishavasya Upanishad. Only certain verses here and there. While explaining the Brahma Sutras, he uses these and explains. He has several verses, right? He has totally 9 works. Vedartha Sangraha is another work. That is the summary of the Vedas. And that is the first work. And in that also he explains a lot of these issues. Then he Vedanta Deepa, Vedanta Sara, Sri Bhashya, which is the explanation of the Vedanta Sutras. Then Gadya Traya, which is Ranga Gadya, Sharanagati Gadya, and Vaikuntha Gadya. And then Nitya Grantha. So there's totally about... please mute yourself. You can, if you do a star 6, you can mute yourself. There are some... Yeah, not everybody, but just some people who might have background noise, okay? So, hope this is clear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go to the Madhva Bhashya here, quickly. And I will do a global mute. Okay, let me look at the... Bhashya here. Okay, here. Kurvanneveha karmani jijivishete shatagam samaha evam tu inanithetosthi na karma lipyate nare. This is the second verse. Madhva Bhashya is quite small here, almost like it's typical here. It's very few sentences. Akurvataha karma lipyate iti nasti, he says. What does that mean? See, we have to see, suppose a person does not do any action at all, one may ask, how can such a person be subject to sin at all? If you do an action, there is a reaction. That reaction is sin, accumulating of sins. Or punyas, whatever. Punya and papas are same. They are all sins, positive sin or negative sin. It is both are accumulations and which will basically make that person experience the effects of such actions in future lives or here itself. But what Madhvacharya here is saying is, just because somebody is not doing any work at all, that does not mean that that person will not incur any sin. Even a person without any action can incur sin. Because they may say that, oh, this should be done, that should be done. Let me look at, some of the issues are very complex, but I will try to take some Jaitirtha's view here and there. Jaitirtha and also the other view. Agnyasya, next sentence of Madhvacharya's view here is this. Agnyasya karma lipyeta krishna upastim akurvataha jnanino api yatohasa anandasya bhavet dhruvam ato alepepi lepahasyat ataha karyaivasasada. The summary here is this. Agnyasya karma lipyeta krishna upastim akurvataha. A person who is not a knowledgeable person, who does not meditate on Krishna, the karmas will bind him. And this is the case even for a jnani. Because even a jnani, if he does not do Krishna upasana, karma will bind him. Ato alepepi lepasyat karyaivasa sada. So, to avoid sin, one has to do karmas whether he is a jnani or ajnani. So, the karma here is devata puja is more. Here, Madhvacharya is not referring that much to the karmanushtana of yajna yagadis, but I think it's all included. But his more focus is on the upasana or the worship of the Lord. And he's basically mentioning a Naradiya Purana. Let me try to see what Jaitirtha explains is. Jaitirtha Acharya's explanation here. Trishna avichedavate svochita karma anushtanam api avashyakam jnanarthinam ityetat kurvanneva iti dvitiya mantrena vidhatte tatra nanyathetosti iti etat durgamarthatvat vyakhyati arkurvataha iti. What Jaitirtha Acharya says here is, see, people have the, suppose you are thirsty, right? You wouldn't say, oh, I'm going to wait for a few hours and then quench my thirst. Just like that, how you often immediately without, you will probably stop every other action and try to quench your thirst. Like this, you have to stop every other action and do the prescribed actions given in the Shastras. That is so essential. You can never get away from this action. Otherwise, sin will incur, according to him. The nanyathetosti ityetat durgamarthatvate vyakhyati akurvataha iti. According to Jaitirtha Acharya, the second sentence, evam tu nanyathetosti na karma lipyate nare, means there is no other way other than doing karma. You have to do karma. And this is explained by Acharya, akurvata means. Suppose even if you don't do, you are anyway going to get hurt by sin. So by action, you are not going to change the view anyway. And if you do actions which are prescribed, then there is no problem. You will not be affected by sin. Tatashchayam mantrartaha shatam samaha shatam varshani iha manushadi janmani yat jijivishet jivitumichet tat karmani svochitani kurvanneva avaranam bhagavat pujatmakani asankalpita phalani svochitani karmani sarvatha kuryat iti yavat. Living hundred years or whatever, and for the full term of a life, one should like to live doing all the actions till death, all the daily pujas and everything like that. Svochitani karmani sarvatha kuryat. One has to do this such work all the time. कुतः एवं कर्मणि कुर्वति नरे मनुष्य मात्रे पित्वई कर्म पापम न लिप्यते बाय डूइंग दिस सिंस विल नॉट अफेक्ट यू स्वोचितेन असंकल्पितेन फलेन कर्मणा भगवत्पूजां कुर्वन्तम् अल्प अधिकारिणमपि न प्रागुत्तराणि कर्माणि पापानि बाधन्ते इवन इफ ए पर्सन डजंट हैव ए गुड वेरी गुड क्वालिफिकेशन इन पूजा एंड अदर थिंग्स बट इफ दैट पर्सन डज पूजा अकॉर्डिंग टू भगवत पूजा मीन्स पूजा टू लॉर्ड कृष्ण हियर अकॉर्डिंग टू मध्वाचार्य विदाउट एक्सपेक्टिंग एनी फ्रूट्स ऑफ द एक्शंस इफ यू जस्ट डू इट बाई जस्ट फॉर पूजा सेक जस्ट फॉर प्लीजिंग हिम इवन फॉर ए low qualified person none of the actions done in the past or done in the future will affect him tatascha jnanadhikari sasabhavati he will become a qualified to understand the jnana or understand the knowledge of the god here jnana according to madhvacharya is quite complicated it is not the jnana yoga of what has been said by Shankaracharya, it is not the Jnana Yoga as said by the Ramanujacharya, and it is totally a different kind of Jnana Yoga. So we need to get that later. We'll come to that later. Itaha karma karanat anyatha karma nalipyate iti nasti bhagavat pujam akurvantam papani badhante eva. A person, suppose he said, I will not do any action, I will also not do any worship-like action like in a puja and also think I will give up. How can, if I don't do any actions, obviously I should not be tainted by the effects of action. That is not true. Bhagavat puja makurvantam, if you stop worshipping the Lord, the sins will affect you definitely. Tatascha asau jnanena adhikriyate. And further, because of those sins, you will not be able to get qualifications to attain the knowledge of God. Jnana will not come to you. Ashuddha chittatvat. Your chitta or this mind will be polluted. Ataha karmani karyane. Hence, the actions have to be done. See, after this point, okay, I had taken a sort of a view that I will not get into very deep discussions of interscholastic debates not right now, but maybe after I finish all the 18 verses, I will come back and then try to explain why Madhvacharya's views, they will try to attack some views of, say, Shankaracharya. They may attack some views of Ramanujacharya. Vice versa, Ramanujacharya may attack the other views. Like that, the Shankaracharya may attack the other views. All these interscholastic debates, I will try to do it later. Because one has to clearly understand these systems very clearly. And the free flow of knowledge and ideology has to exist, and that can only be done when everyone knows the 18 mantras very clearly. Because during these 18 mantras, the theory of knowledge, the theory of karmas, the theory of meditation, the theory of God, theory of Atman, and methodology, worship, phala are the theory of what is there. Once you do take up this path, what is the nature of the fruit, the moksha swarupa, the nature of salvation. All these are clarified by these three schools of thought. We need to understand their views very clearly. Then only we can understand how an interscholastic debate can happen. Is that clear? With this, let me unmute now for some time and see if you have questions.
Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
So do you have any questions regarding this? Ramesh, is it clear? Okay, so thing is, the later aspects is actually interscholastic debates. That means the other person, Raghavendra Swami and also Jayatirtha Acharya, basically tries to say, that, oh, how can you say, Vas Dhatu can be done? How can you say Bhunjitaha can be understood like this? All these things will come up, and that we will deal with it later. So now it's already 7 o'clock. So what I will do is, because it's a weekday, I have to keep the time. But offline we can talk. Some people may want to call me later. It's fine with me. Tell me if you have any questions till now. in all these three paths. The summary is this. A distinct difference in the Shankara Bhashya is there is the second verse does not refer to jnani at all. It only refers to karma yogi or karma adhikari. And this is the only issue which is not acceptable to the other systems of thought in general. Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya both do not agree with this. And the issues the other views people have is this. Issues about the vasa, the word vasa, how you can understand the vasa, how you can understand the word bhoga or munjita. That's where these three schools differ from each other. Any questions? Yes, they do refer from each other. See, in the first verse, or in the second verse, in the second verse, how do they really differ, right? See, actually, in this aspect, the difference is not very evident yet.
Okay.
The difference is not very evident. But the thing is, one may see this is something to be clarified. I have to myself think about it very clearly. I have to look at Madhva Bhashya very clearly. See, again, this will become clear later. In Ramanuja's system, Karma Yoga leads to Jnana Yoga. And Jnana Yoga does not refer to Paramatma in Ramanuja's system. Jnana Yoga only refers to the self of the individual. And in the Jnana Yoga, in the Madhva system, I think refers to Paramatma, Paramatma Jnana. And there are several differences like that. See, those differences, I would say, I want to deal with it after we come back, finish 18 chapters, 18 verses. The reason is, we have to come back to Bhagavad Gita Bhashya, how Madhvacharya takes the Karma Yoga Vishyas and the Jnana Yoga Vishyas. They're very, very distinct. See, in general, if you look at it, if just to give me a summary so that you have a taste of the answer in the beginning, what it is, in the Bhagavad Gita, for example, for Shankaracharya, Karma Yoga has Bhakti Yoga involved within it. So within Karma Yoga, the last chapters of Karma Yoga is basically Bhakti Yoga for Shankaracharya. And then Jnana Yoga is not a particular path. It is immediate realization of God. There is no path called Jnana Yoga for Shankaracharya. It's like lightning. It's like a lightning. That is, Jnana is realized, that's it. And there's no question. And that is not a path. For Ramanujacharya, Jnana Yoga is a path. That means one has to meditate that, oh, I am a pure soul, I am different from body and all those things. And this pure soul is eternal. Whatever Shankaracharya says is almost the characteristics of soul, Ramanujacharya takes it in a different way, but of course there's a fundamental difference. Soul is knowable to Ramanujacharya. Soul is not knowable to Shankaracharya. So there is a big difference there. For Madhva Bhashya, what happens is, one more issue here. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, Shankara Bhashya takes as only one Atman. For him, only one Atman exists. And the imaginary souls of multiplicity, all the souls and Veda and everything, are error-oriented issues. They are not real.
Maya.
Another thing is, the first six chapters refer to Atma for Shankaracharya and Ramanujacharya. But of course, Atma in Shankaracharya's case is only one anyway. But in Ramanujacharya's case, Atma is different from Paramatma, and the first six chapters, according to him, does not refer to Paramatma at all. Hardly refers to Paramatma, the first six chapters. The second six chapters is Bhakti Yoga, according to Ramanujacharya, where the meditator is soul and the meditated is the Paramatma and all those things. But in the Madhvacharya's case, he does not want to refer to the individual soul that much at all. So immediately, even in the first six chapters, the subject is only Paramatma. Paramatma is the subject from even from beginning to end. Madhvacharya says, who is so stupid to meditate on his own soul? The giver of all happiness is Paramatma, so we should not worry, waste our time. This is a typical attitude and strain of thought developed in the Hare Krishna movement also. And so Prabhupada Acharya has taken this Madhvacharya line of thought and explained Bhagavad Gita in similarly, but he has a lot of mix between Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya. That is why I left the Prabhupada's views to the as an exercise to the people. So I have cited an internet address which has free copy of Prabhupada's English version. So you can go over that. Okay. No. See, even for Ramanujacharya, No. Okay, there's a very good question though. See, this becomes very complex here. What Ramanujacharya says, that it goes into a progression, right? Karma Yogi also knows that there is a God, but he doesn't know the nature of God. So he has to worship, do all the karmas as a worship of God, okay? And without being, you know, without any ego or anything like that. What will he get out of this? Because of Karma Yoga, according to Ramanujacharya, only he will get Ishvara Prasada, that means blessings of the God. Because of that, he can also get Atma Sakshatkara, or the realization of one's own soul. So that is why he understands Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim astita janakadayaha. There he says Janaka and all these yogis attained Atma Sakshatkara during karma. But this only gives him the qualification to do Jnana Yoga, where Jnana Yoga you don't have to do much actions, but you can focus mentally on the self and enjoy and experience one's own soul. But after you experience Atma Anubhava, or one's own soul, you will be able to do meditation on God, who is different. But in moksha, how does one experience God? For Ramanujacharya, Jiva cannot be defined distinctly, separately from God. That means Jiva, the moment you say Jiva, it exists only because it is supported by God, and it is ensouled by God, and it is powered by God in a way. It is separate, but it is powered by God, and it cannot be defined without God present in it. You cannot separately say this is Jiva. Jiva means you only can refer to a Jiva and a Paramatma inside in it. So in moksha, there will be distinct differences between Atma and Paramatma. So only thing is, in moksha, what they say, he eternally thinks that he is, God is my Aham Brahmasmi only. Even there, Vedas cannot be denied. So he when he say Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma is the Atma of mine. I cannot survive without Brahman. So I see everything as Brahma filled and Brahma powered, including myself. But there is sight. There is a jnata, there is a knower, there is a sight, there is jnana, and there is ananda, and all those things. There is a difference between God and soul even in moksha. But it is not a complete difference. It is not like two book and a mat or some that kind of difference. Everything in this universe becomes ensouled by God. See that kind of, it is also an advaita. It is qualified monism, advaita. But this is not the pure advaita is idealistic monism of Shankaracharya. And Advaita, so even Ramanujacharya's system is also Advaita, but it is a different. So but believe me, you'll be surprised. The Dvaita, the so-called Dvaita, according to some pundits of Dvaita, they themselves have said that Dvaita is a misnomer. Dvaita should not be taken as Dvaita means all independent. Right, Dvaita means, see, the pure nature or meaning of Sanskrit meaning of Dvaita means two eternally independent things. That's not true according to Madhvacharya. Even according to Madhvacharya, Jiva and Jana are the Prakriti, matter and souls are completely dependent on God. And matter and souls are not at all independent. If that be in the Sankhya means there will be no God. ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಇದೆ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಇದೆ ಅದೇ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಅಂದರೆ ಒಂದೇ ಪುರುಷ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಎರಡೇ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯಾಗೆ For Sankhya, there are multiple souls, but there is matter, but there is no Ishvara. That means there is no God at all. There is no super soul. So Prakriti, by accident, this Atma is stuck in Prakriti, and they have to sort of work out their deal somehow, and they become Kaivalya. That means they should go away from matter. They should work their way away from matter. See, this is a good way of saying it, but you have to understand, you don't want to start from a particular point of reference. Before Shankara, there was Advaita. Before Shankara, there was some kind of Ramanuja system also. Before Shankara, there was some kind of Dvaita system also. You got to understand that Bheda Bheda of Bhaskara, Nyaya Vaisheshika, and then Sankhya and Pashupata, there were several to 60-70 views already. So what you have to assume is Shankaracharya knew very well all other views, and Ramanujacharya knew all other views, and Madhvacharya knew all other views, even though they might have not cited in their explanations very clearly that this is this and all those things. But they preferred to explain reality in their own way, not liking to explain it in any other way. So you need to take that view.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
So I will send an email regarding the next class.
Okay. I will send an email to you, Ramesh. Yeah.
Thank you. Asmat Guru Bhyo Namaha. Sarvam Shri Krishna Pramastu.
Good night.